then I went back to continue shipping off the board to 2009, 2008, 2009. The economy failed, yeah. Right? We're on the brink of another depression. So I decided when times get bad, I always look for permanent jobs. So times are getting bad. So I sent a resume off to American President Lines, mm-hmm. and they hired me.
And, so you went back to sea?
Yeah, well, I was going to sea. I was going to sea the whole time.
What did you do? So after 2006, you went back?
I was shipping off the board. I was just, shipping off the board container ships.
Right.
And I've been going to sea nonstop since 1979, six months a year.
Yeah.
No breaks in the service, ever. So anyways, the 2008, 2009, I thought things are getting kind of tough again. I'm going to go get myself a permanent job. Mm-hmm. And a permanent job means you become a company man.
Okay.
So you don't like being a company man when you're a union man. But I decided to become a company man, still with the union, but I'm a company man. So I did that they offered me command over there also. And they offered me command when I was 62 years old. And I said, no. Because what it would mean was I would do my normal routine, my 3 months as a chief mate on board a ship, busing year round. Yeah. Working with chief mate job is the hardest job on a ship. Work 14, 16 hours a day,
yeah.
7 days a week. 24/7 for 3 months, but you're a basket case by the time you get off. So anyways, they wanted me to do that and then bank my time and go back out and sail Relief Master and then come right back to work as chief mate on my ship.
Right.
And they wanted me to do that like two or three times because they don't just give you a ship. They'll try you out, put you on a ship, see how you do, go back to your chief officer job, then maybe 6 months later give you another chance for another ship as master.
Yeah.
And do that same rotation again. And I'm saying, maybe when I was 53, but not 63. I'm getting too old for this.
Yeah.
And then